Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Good morning, everyone. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint today. It's a beautiful day out there. It's dark right now, but it's going to be beautiful. The temperature is nice. It's about 48 degrees out right now, and it's always a good day when you live in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the planet. Some people may want to argue that, but I'd argue with you all day long. So we've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the news. It's just crazy out there, the amount of things that's going on. We've got local stories, national stories. You may have seen that there were more Tren de Aragua members arrested in Montana with ties to Shelby. So it's crazy. It's a crazy news week, and we're going to share that. We're going to talk about all those things. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about as well. A couple things that caught my eye this week are, tax reduction in Montana. They're going to lower our income taxes, they say. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about sales tax and why you don't want sales tax. I'm telling you, you're going to have to listen to me on this one. But there's all kinds of things. And we want to talk about whatever you want to talk about because it is Montana Talks. And, Aaron's taking a well-deserved day off today. And he's been everywhere this week. He's been working his tail off. We've got a story about Greenland and the vice president going there. And the Democrats still losing their mind thinking that we're going to somehow take over Greenland. Democrats right now are so out of sorts that they don't even know who they are. They are lost. They are lost. They're trying to act tough. They're trying to talk tough. Pretty much all they're doing, though, is cursing and swearing and putting people down. It's making them look really bad. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got, there was a story that I wanted to talk about, too. Microplastics in our drinking water. I thought that was really interesting. It's something that, you don't think about, really. You think that your water coming out of your tap is clean and pure, and it's really not. So we'll talk about that a little bit. The Tesla attacks. Holy smokes. These people have lost their minds. Teslas, the cool thing about those cars, they have cameras all over them. And so if you go up and you start damaging or destroying a Tesla, if they have sentry mode on, they're going to know who it was. So I don't know what they don't understand about that. Maybe they don't care. But, it's just crazy what these people are doing. So we'll talk about all that stuff and more. I went down to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo last week, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Nuts. It was a blast, but it was crazy. So we'll talk about all kinds of things. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A sunshine and some increasing clouds as we head further through the day today. Could see a couple late day showers towards the Bozeman area. High temperature readings from the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. For tonight, with some cloudiness and some scattered rain showers, mixing with snow towards the Bozeman area by morning, lows in the mid and upper 30s around the area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
A recent Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing looked at the impact of AI on national security and the military. Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen saying AI changes everything.
We know that our adversaries are developing new AI tools and have the potential to fundamentally shift the nature of warfare.
AI experts testified that advanced artificial general intelligence is coming. Jim Miner is a VP and director at RAND Global.
And the consequence is so profound that the U.S. national security community should take it seriously and plan for it.
And he warned that AI is a critical race.
Reminiscent of the nuclear arms race, such that the quest for superiority risks triggering rather than deterring conflict.
However, other witnesses testified the Pentagon has not launched a new AI platform in a decade and lacks the foundational pieces necessary to build AI solutions. Kevin Uletsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So I mentioned the Trinidad Aragua members that were arrested here in Montana. And there's a twist to this story. So you can find the story on Montana Talks. Aaron put this up, I think, yesterday. But this is really interesting. You know, you wonder, you know, how do these people get here and why did they come here? Well, there's a tie to a Montana woman who has twice before been charged and convicted of aiding, abetting, and smuggling people into the United States. So this person, Kristen Mitchell, she's a 41-year-old female. She was twice before, once she was convicted of bringing in illegal aliens without permission. She was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day with 2 years of supervised release. And then a second time, she was charged with bringing in illegal alien and financial gain and aiding and abetting. She was found guilty and sentenced to 24 months with 3 years of supervised release. And she has committed multiple probation violations. So this gal is, she's not very smart and she's really messed up. But she was helping these Trinidad Aragua gang members and helping them out here in Montana. So way to go, law enforcement, for figuring all that out and getting those people off the streets and deported and arresting her. You know, it's interesting that the way she got caught, they were driving her car with fictitious plates on it. And so anyway, they put it all together and it led back to her. And she, of course, is from Shelby, Montana. So way to go. Good job. So speaking of these illegal aliens, and these are illegals, you know, I think law enforcement is doing a great job getting these people out of the country. It's more than anyone's done probably ever as far as that goes. And, you know, you still have some people that feel sorry for them or that think that we shouldn't be doing that. But and you even have a judge that tried to stop them from deporting gang members, criminals, people that are very, very dangerous. And this judge was trying to stop that. So you're going to have to tell me why that is, because I don't get it. I don't get it. But see, that's the way the left is. You can tell them that you're going to deport a murdering rapist, and they will argue that we shouldn't do that. They will argue that they have these rights and those rights. And I say, no, if you're here illegally, you don't have rights. You don't have any rights at all. So I don't get that. I don't understand how people can be so naive and so stupid as to fight to keep dangerous criminals in this country. It just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, if you've got a take on that, I want you to give us a call and tell us about it. 294-0970, and we've got open phone lines for you. I'd like to get a lot of callers in today because, again, it is Montana Talks. So 406-294-0970. And you can also send us a message on the Montana Talks app. You can send us an email. You can get a hold of us all kinds of different ways. So we want you to participate in this show. And that's one thing I want to talk about is how in the world can you make the claim that we shouldn't deport criminals and illegals and murderers and rapists and people like that. You're going to have to work on convincing me that that's wrong. You're not gonna, but you can try and make your case anyway, because like I always say, in this country, you are free to speak your mind and prove how stupid you are to everybody anytime you want to, but you're not stupid. You're informed because you're listening to this show, and we want to hear what you have to say. So we've got the illegal aliens. That one is just every day. And that judge that was involved with that deportation flight, the one that wanted those planes to turn around and bring those criminals back, he was tapped to give an order in this leaked signal messages case. So it's kind of weird how they keep... this judge keeps popping up and they keep going to him. But he on Thursday ordered that all parties involved in the Trump administration's leaked signal chat to preserve disclosed messages. Giving him additional time to evaluate the handling of this group chat. Okay, so basically he said, don't delete anything. Hang on to that stuff because he needs more time. Well, all right, that's reasonable. I'd say that's not a bad thing. But, you know, it's crazy. There have been a lot of judges that have made me a little suspicious, let's say, of their intent and priorities. And we've seen it time and time again where these judges legislate from the bench. They don't just follow the law. They interpret it. And they change it, and they bend it, and they twist it. Of course, you know, this started during Joe Biden's presidency. You remember, he's the president. He's the one who intentionally went against the Constitution time and time again and admitted it and said, well, I know this is unconstitutional, but we're going to let the Supreme Court sort this out. So when you have a president doing that, how can you expect the judges to be any different?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everyone knows that prices for just about everything have grown tremendously over the last few years. What's less obvious and less reported on is that the economy has grown tremendously as well. That's especially true in mountain states like Montana. When you ask the question, what percentage of the jobs lost during the pandemic has Montana recovered? You get an astounding answer, more than 150%. That's the kind of growth that helped state government record extraordinary budget surpluses in the immediate wake of the pandemic, some of which were returned to taxpayers as rebates. That's a great good news story. Except for one thing, it's history. State revenues are not growing double-digit rates anymore, far from it. In fact, in the most recent fiscal year, which ended June 30th, state tax revenues actually fell when corrected for inflation. And we're not alone. Former high-flying states like Utah and Nevada kept us company with their own declines in inflation-adjusted tax revenues. I'm Patrick Bakke.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You will hear a lot over the next few weeks about House and Senate Republicans trying to advance their big, beautiful bill. Republicans aim to cut spending, shrink the size of government, and secure the border with the package. The details on specifics are scarce. No one is quite sure what will wind up in the plan. And there's still significant disagreement between Republicans about what to stuff into the bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson set the ambitious goal of passing the bill before mid-April. The debate hinges on how deeply Republicans can cut into social programs and what all of this does to the deficit. House Republican leaders and committee chairs published a statement reiterating that they are, quote, determined to pass the bill. But working through potential Medicaid cuts could imperil the legislation. There's also not an agreement between the House and Senate on an overall price tag for the bill. And the two bodies have yet to sync up on a framework, which enables the Senate to avoid a filibuster. Otherwise, everything is locked up. It's also unclear if the bill can include reductions for state and local taxes known as SALT for Republicans who represent high tax states. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond. Some interesting data to share this morning. As the U.S. cattle herd continues to be at its lowest level since 1951, feedlots continue to turn to alternative cattle sources. One major shift is dairy producers increasingly using beef genetics to produce beef on dairy crossbred calves. These animals now make up over half of the 4 million dairy bred cattle slaughtered annually, contributing to roughly 20% of the U.S. beef supply. New USDA auction data compiled by CoBank shows dairy beef cattle retain more value from feeder to slaughter than traditional beef or dairy cattle. Though dairy beef feeder prices trail native beef, they sell higher at slaughter, averaging $2,485 a head, more than beef or dairy cattle. These crossbreds also grade better, offer qualifying for prime or choice, supporting consumer demand for higher quality beef. CoBank also points out that while some meat yield and quality challenges remain, using beef breeds like Angus and dairy programs is helping improve consistency. The CoBank report shows early data suggesting beef on dairy cattle offer added value across the supply chain, boosting profitability for feedlots and processors while supporting a higher quality U.S. beef supply chain. To read the entire CoBank Beef on Dairy report, visit westernagnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Oxner, inviting you to join us Saturday, March 29th for our Pasture to Plate Performance Sale. We're offering a powerful set of Limflex and Limousine bulls and heifers, including our National Western Stock Show Champion Penna 3. These cattle combine calving ease, growth, and carcass merit in a complete, structurally sound, and docile package. Learn more at ocattle.com and join us March 29th at 1 p.m. Mountain.
Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot, a quality fluency agent and full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. QuickShot provides all the benefits of a seed lubricant, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to a stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Calving season this year at Arntz and Angus was very challenging. It would have been worse if not for having a herd that's been built over the past 69 years to handle extreme conditions. Focusing on disposition, calving ease, and overall maternal qualities makes our lives easier. On Thursday, April 3rd, we will host our 49th annual production sale, where we will be offering 210 high-performance bulls that will possess these traits. We also will be selling 20 registered heifers. Join us at the ranch at noon for lunch with the sale to follow at 1. Questions? Call us at 406-462-5557.
Turning back this morning, the Certified Angus Beef brand is investing in the future of the beef industry and will award $100,000 to college students passionate about food and agriculture from the Colvin Scholarship Fund. Applications are across three categories and are open through April 14th. More information can be found at Certified Angus Beef online. In other news, the U.S. Dairy Export Council and National Milk Producers Federation, along with the Guatemalan Dairy Development Association, have signed a memorandum of understanding that will strengthen ties between the U.S. and Guatemalan dairy industries as they advocate for free and fair trade policies and promote greater dairy consumption. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint today. So we talked a little bit about illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, illegals. We'll just call them illegals, people that shouldn't be here, that broke the law to get here. And, I think when you have a president like Joe Biden who intentionally goes against the Constitution, knowingly and intentionally, it sets a precedent. And, you know, he said multiple times, I know this is unconstitutional, but I'm doing it anyway. And, I mean, that goes against his oath of office. But when you have that, then you can't be surprised that you have judges that do the same thing. And I've mentioned before that the title judge, your honor, used to really mean something. But anymore, every time they do this stuff, it really diminishes the respect that I have for judges and for the court. But, you know, they're not all judges are bad. I get that. But, you know, it just kind of taints the title a little bit. So when you have a president doing that, you can't be surprised that the courts are going to do things unconstitutionally and things they shouldn't do as well. But here's another story about another person, another man, keying a cyber truck, vandalizing a Tesla cyber truck. Folks, they have cameras all over them. They're going to catch you. They know it's you. They're going to see you. So stop doing that. But the crazy thing is, these people, aren't they supposed to care about the environment? And aren't they supposed to be the party of, a lot of different things, but of compassion and things like that? And here they are destroying electric vehicles. And so when you set an electric vehicle on fire, it starts a hell of a fire. These things are hard to put out, but they're destroying the very things that are supposed to be good for our environment. It just shows that they really don't care about that. They don't care about anything. But, you know, they're out there doing it over and over and over. And you think if they'd look at the news once, they would see that, yeah, you can't vandalize a Tesla vehicle because it has cameras all over it. You're going to get caught, and they are going to put the screws to you, I'm telling you, if they arrest you for doing this. There was a guy that firebombed several Teslas at a dealership, and he's facing federal charges, local charges. This guy, it's not looking good for him. So before you do this, keep that in mind. You shouldn't do that. Don't mess with people's vehicles. Don't destroy things. But, you know, I guess you can't tell Democrats anything, really. They just never learn. The things about this signal dust-up, about this messaging service where the reporter was inadvertently added to a group chat talking about, military plans, is that reporter could have not said anything. He could have deleted it, and he could have put his country first, but he didn't. What he did was tell everybody about it because they just want to destroy the president. They don't care about this country. If they did, they wouldn't do stuff like that. They are trying to hurt our country. They are trying to hurt our president, and they don't care what it means or what it does. If he was truly a patriot and patriotic, he would have deleted that and not said anything about it. Or he may have let them know, hey, you guys made a mistake putting me on there. But that's not what he did. He took it as a gotcha moment, and he ran with it. And he gets his, 5 minutes of fame, and people are going to talk about him a little bit. But what it really shows you is he doesn't care about our country. All they care about is destroying the president, and that's it. And you have politicians, people that were elected. This is a reporter, so really, he can do whatever he wants to do. But you have members of Congress that do the same thing. People that were elected to represent us in Congress that are trying to take down the president, and at the same time, they hurt our country, but they don't care about that. You know, they should be working together because he is the president, and that's the way it's going to be. They should be working together to do the right thing for our country. But that's not what they're doing. You know, they're running around coming up with all kinds of things, saying all kinds of things. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too, because you have that lawmaker from Texas who talked about the governor down there, calling him Governor Hot Wheels, and he's in a wheelchair. And she's making fun of him. She's just off the charts. Well, I'm not going to say crazy, but she's off the charts, and she's running around making herself look like a fool. But, you know, think about it. If they cared about our country, they'd be working together to make things better for us. And too many of these politicians believe that they are leaders, and they're not. They're representatives. They represent us. They are not our leaders. They are our representatives. And it's like they get in office and they completely forget about that. And it just, they all do it. Both sides. I'm not just saying it's the Democrats. It's both sides. You people are our representatives. You are not leaders.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, we got a call from Steve in Ballantyne. Let's go to him and see what's on Steve's mind today. Steve, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. A buddy of mine called me last night, and apparently Pam Bondi went in front of some liberal off-the-wall judge, and he ordered her to take off her necklace that bears the cross, and she refused, and there's some video and everything on it, and he ended up fining her for not taking it off. But if that is the case, if that is true, these judges are, I mean, isn't the Constitution, doesn't say you have a freedom of religion, if I'm not mistaken? You know, and to sit there and to say you're going to take that cross off, I think they're totally off the rocker.
Well, if that's true, that is totally off the rails. We'll have to check that out and look that up and see, because I hadn't heard that yet. But you're right. You know, some of these judges just get drunk with power, apparently, and they do things like that. They don't care about the Constitution, some of them, and it's crazy. But we'll definitely check that one out.
Yeah, go for it. I appreciate it. But he called me last night. He says you got to watch it. He says it's not good. So anyway, thank you.
All right, so. You bet. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, it's a crazy world out there, because there is one thing that has become common and prevalent. And, you know, I think President Trump, during his first term, had the right phrase for it, fake news. It is so easy to fake news these days that you got to really research what you're reading, and not everything you hear or even see is real or true. So be careful when you're out there doing that, and we're going to look that up and see, because if that really happened, that'll be everywhere, and we'll know about it. We've got, hey, Nancy in Roundup. I haven't talked to Nancy forever. Nancy, what's on your mind?
Well, I know George. That's why I called in. I couldn't stand it. I said, I got to talk to George, because it's been so darn long.
Yes, it has.
I'm telling you, how's the Lone Star treating you?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I'm going to talk about the livestock show and rodeo here a little bit later, but it's great. And, you know, the weather here is great, so I'm not complaining. Life's great.
Okay, so you're walking in the same footsteps as Davy Crockett and Sam Houston up there at the Alamo, and I'd like to hear their opinions on Mexicans and this illegal immigration. Wouldn't that be fascinating? I know what they'd say. We wouldn't even be able to repeat what they'd say over on the air. But, okay, I want to talk about the hurricane files.
Okay.
And they have been declassified, so going back to 2015, when Obama and Hillary Clinton and shadowy figures of the deep state were starting their conspiracy against Donald J. Trump, who they knew was going to run for president. They did everything in their power to try to stop him. They even planted evidence against him. Now, the only problem with this is just like the Epstein files and all these other files that have been reopened. How long is it going to take before we hear what's going, what they did? You know, and will justice be served? But I don't know. You're talking about these federal judges. This started during Bill Clinton, and of course Obama picked up on it, and Biden. They put these federal judges in there that are disrupting the justice system. They're interfering with an elected president. As a matter of fact, they're actually electing themselves as president of the United States. So I don't know. It's really tragic, but we've got a lot of strong arms and a lot of strong winds blowing back against them. I don't know how we can get these people out, these judges out, because these are lifetime appointments. And so what's your opinion on this, George? And before we go any further, I have to say respect and honor to all our military men and women out there, and especially to the two astronauts that were saved by Elon Musk. Thank God they're home safe. So what do you think about the hurricane files?
Well, you know, I think anytime the government is involved, it's going to be screwed up. And I think, you know, there are so many instances of that, that something needs to be done. And, you know, if you remember, just like recently in Florida, there was a person with FEMA that gave directions not to help people that had Trump signs in their yards. If you know they're a Trump supporter, then don't help them. And that isn't an agency-wide thing. That was an individual, localized thing. But how in the world does a person like that get in a position like that to even do it? So anytime you have a society that lets you do things like that, people are going to do it. So yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. That's all I can say.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's probably the DEI and all this affirmative action that's outlawed now that got these people these positions, you know, like that FEMA head, and she immediately got fired, so thank God she got canned. But the people suffered because of her, and I don't know. I think she should actually be put in prison for that.
Well, I think they fired her, but I think that, yeah, they could do a little bit more to her than that. So I don't know, though. I'm not the type of person that wants to just rain hell down on somebody because they did something wrong or made a mistake. You know, I think people should pay for it. But, you know, it's the left that wants you to die if you do something they don't agree with. So, you know, I just don't go that way.
Well, she did it on purpose. If you're a Trump supporter, and that's ignorance and stupidity on her part. And that was criminal, what she did. There's just absolutely no reason to do anything like that at all to someone who has a Trump sign in front of their house. No, that was very, very wrong, and it was. We're talking about federal crime here because FEMA is federal, so she really should be in a, as far as I'm concerned, she should be in a federal prison somewhere wearing an orange jumpsuit. I have no mercy for anybody like that at all. You know, I'm a Republican with the spirit of 1776, but I would never torment or do anything like to somebody who is a Democrat.
Exactly. Just because of affiliation. Right.
I might do something to a progressive, though, and I'm not saying I won't.
Watch it. You're on the air. People are going to remember that. Nancy,
yeah,
thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
You too, George. Good to hear you from you again.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah. Yeah, that's you got to watch what you say on the air because people will remember that. But, you know, it's it is crazy how the left thinks it's okay to do that sort of thing. You know, and Nancy is right, and if I thought about it a little more, somebody could have really suffered because of that. Somebody could have died because of that, and she should pay a price for doing that. You know, she should get her day in court, but definitely she should answer for it. So we've got another caller, Fred in the Flathead. He wants to talk about how we're influenced. Fred, what's on your mind today?
You know, you kind of made me think about it when you talked about doing your own research, you know, and we know that mainstream media has been captured. It's pretty much dominated by the left. And, but, you know, when you do your own research, you know, right now I'm pretty much just on X and trying to find trusted sources. But even there, whether I'm watching conservative news or following people on X, even there, I'm trying to remind myself that whatever I'm thinking, I got to wonder, how am I being influenced? Because so much of X is fake. There's so many fake, including conservatives, people that we would say would be, you know, generally on our side. And they get amplified, they're fake, they're bots, particularly with anonymous accounts. And here's an example. There was a post of Pam Bondi out with the ICE raid the other morning, you know, and then right away there's a bunch of people on there complaining about her attire, and I found myself like, yeah, she should get back to headquarters. She's out there showboating. Then I realized, you know, am I being influenced by somebody who wants to stir up strife within the MAGA movement, of which I'm kind of semi-skeptical anyway of movements. I mean, fully on board with Trump and his team, but it's those kind of little things, you know. It's really difficult to do your own research. So I generally, like, if there's somebody that's a real person, you know, that you can follow, that you can see them in real life, and you generally know how they are. But here's the thing, even with that SodaGate, the Snap thing, we find out that some of these, you know, big accounts were getting paid to suddenly advocate for liberty and freedom to have taxpayers buy soda for poor people.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just kind of silly, some of this stuff. You really got to be careful.
That's it.
Ask yourself, why am I thinking the way I'm thinking, and am I being manipulated right now?
Absolutely.
End of comment there.
Thanks for the call.
I
appreciate it. Thanks for the call. We're going to talk about that more.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Now, these news outlets, a couple of them, and credit to the ones that are reporting it, that at the beginning of March, Donald Trump had secured commitments from foreign nations and from companies over $3 trillion in new investment. Yesterday, Reuters and other news outlets reported that the United Arab Emirates had pledged to invest $1.4 trillion in business in the U.S.
Okay.
That's a total now of $4.4 trillion. If you look at the U.S. Treasury website, all the tax revenue collected by the IRS over the entire year last year comes to $4.9 trillion. So that's just about $500 billion more than the cumulative foreign business investments that Donald Trump has brought to America in just 12 weeks.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing? You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A sunshine and some increasing clouds as we head further through the day today. Could see a couple late-day showers towards the Bozeman area. High temperature readings from the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. For tonight, with some cloudiness and some scattered rain showers, mixing with snow towards the Bozeman area by morning. Lows in the mid and upper 30s around the area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Hey, you got to check out this chart. It's from Zero Hedge. Look at the states that raised taxes. Look at the states that lowered taxes. Now, look at Montana. As our friend Greg Franks pointed out, Montana has the second highest percentage drop in income taxes in the country. And if we keep moving forward with income tax relief in the legislature, we could rank number one. Check out the chart. Check out the full story. Go to MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
As we close out the 12th week of the 2025 legislative session, I've got some good news and some bad news. Let's start with the good news. Yesterday, Governor Gianforte signed two bills that will protect women and young girls. The first was House Bill 121, a bill that requires men and women to use those restrooms, showers, locker rooms, and major sex-segregated facilities like prisons that conform to their biological sex. This is just one of similar bills sweeping the country in response to an outcry from women who keep running into men pretending to be women in these private spaces. The bill actually passed the House and Senate earlier this session and became effective immediately when the governor signed it. The Montana Family Foundation, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and the Independent Women's Voice all worked hard to get the bill passed and hailed it as a step in the right direction. This would put an end to situations like the one at Evergreen College, where a fully intact biological male claiming to be a woman exposed himself in a locker room to a junior swim team made up of 13-year-old girls. It would also disallow cases like the one in Bozeman, where a man pretending to be a woman raped a 16-year-old girl and then demanded to be housed in the women's section of the jail. These are just two examples of the insanity surrounding this issue, and we're glad that policymakers are listening to the public and taking action. The second bill signed by Governor Gianforte was House Bill 300, a bill banning biological males from competing in women's sports. With its passage, Montana becomes the 25th state to protect women's sports and restore the original intent of the protections afforded by Title IX. If the bill sounds familiar, it's because a similar bill was passed last session only to be thrown out by a liberal judge. This bill takes a slightly different tact and is bolstered by the fact that President Trump signed an executive order that withholds federal funding from any college that allows men to compete as women. Because of that executive order, the NCAA has also changed its policy with regard to women's sports. Ironically, the same issue is before the International Olympic Committee, as President Trump has directed the State Department to deny a visa to any male seeking to compete as a female in the upcoming Olympic Games in Los Angeles. So, that's the good news. Now for the bad news. Not surprisingly, the ACLU immediately filed suit to block House Bill 121 from taking effect. This follows a similar pattern that shows why judicial reform, i.e. judges running under a party affiliation, is so important. Groups like the ACLU cherry-pick liberal judges. In this case, the lawsuit was filed in Missoula and asked those judges to enjoin the law while the case goes to trial. The outcome is predictable and predetermined because of the judge that they chose. In this case, they're going a step further and are literally asking the court to legislate from the bench by ruling that transgenders are a suspect class subject to strict scrutiny, the highest standard of review for any case that goes before the court. House Bill 121 was challenged immediately because it became effective as soon as the governor signed it. House Bill 300 was not challenged immediately because it doesn't take effect until October. It may also give the court some pause because of the financial implications. Are schools and colleges wedded to the transgender agenda enough to risk losing federal funding? Let's wait and see. The ball's in your court, judges. No pun intended. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlocki reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Thanks to Jeff for that message. Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
There we go. Thanks to Jeff for that message. I jumped the gun a little bit there. So, you know, that Pam Bondi court story is fake. It's not true. There's even video, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. There's video that's put together that's so good it makes you think that it's real. But that was debunked a few days ago, and you can look that up online and find out what they're saying about it. But fake news right there before your eyes looks so real, you really got to know what you're looking at.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everyone knows that prices for just about everything have grown tremendously over the last 3 years. What's less obvious and less reported on is that the economy has grown tremendously as well. That's especially true in mountain states like Montana. When you ask the question, what percentage of the jobs lost during the pandemic has Montana recovered? You get an astounding answer, more than 150%. That's the kind of growth that helped state government record extraordinary budget surpluses in the immediate wake of the pandemic, some of which were returned to taxpayers as rebates. That's a great good news story, except for one thing, it's history. State revenues are not growing double-digit rates anymore, far from it. In fact, in the most recent fiscal year, which ended June 30th, state tax revenues actually fell when corrected for inflation. And we're not alone. Former high-flying states like Utah and Nevada kept us company with their own declines in inflation-adjusted tax revenues. I'm Patrick Bakke.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.